Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. We are sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage, and we are here with Adrian Clay-Schulte, my partner at Cornerstone Mortgage out in our branch. Welcome back, Adrian.
Thank you.
Also here with Tom Turbrock, our 35-year radio man.
Good afternoon, my friend. We're coming up to like 33. So
33 years.
Close, yes. Okay. I used to have a
That's how long you've been in radio or how old you are? Yes. I thought you were telling me that's how old you are.
See, nice compliment.
He can come in here anytime he wants. No, 33 years. I used to have a full head of hair, but don't forget to tune in to the news, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30. Evenings here on FM News Talk 97.1 with yours truly.
Absolutely. You do the news regularly. I love listening to your news.
It's fun, man.
It's different. You don't sound like a typical newsman, and I like that.
Right. I'm not the, well, it's 85 degrees, blah, blah, blah. It's just me, man.
Just Tom being Tom.
That's Tom being Tom.
Throwing down on some news.
All right, but it's great to be on this show with these two brilliant men here. We're learning a lot again on the Doug Haldeman Show, which we do every week here. And we learned a lot in that last segment about dogs. Wow. So now we're back. What you got now?
All right. Well, Adrian and I get to see a lot of people. I mean, there are nightmare scenarios that happen in the mortgage industry, just with real estate transactions in general. And our job as loan originators is to be able to foretell the future and cut those things off before they happen. Right, Adrian?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, and it's a series of questions that have to get asked to flush out. Sometimes it's to flush out the truth, but we're there to protect. We're there to protect the borrower from themselves in many cases. So I want to go through some of the top things that can kill a real estate transaction, because it happens. I mean, it happens a lot. It does not happen with us very much because we do cut those things off. Like, I can hardly think of the last one that got killed because of a lot of these reasons for us, but we get to see the aftermath of it when we hear people that have been turned down into the lenders.
There's not too many surprises any longer during the process. We try to take care of all the surprises up front.
Well, and there can be surprises during the process if we don't ask a lot of questions up front. I mean, the amount of detail that we do have to ask. So, Adrian, what's one of the first things that you see that comes up frequently for people?
For me, I would say it's just pre-approval. And the word pre means prior to writing a sale contract, and even prior to the day before writing the sale contract. You know, if you know you're going to be moving in the next 3, 4, 5, even 6 months, let's go ahead and talk to your mortgage advisor now. With the recent things that have happened with credit cards being hacked, you know, computer systems and stuff like that being hacked into some of our major stores like Home Depot and Schnucks, I see things popping up on people's credit that they had no idea would be on there. And with the market being the way it is now, being more of a seller's market, you don't want to find out the day before you write that contract on the home that you finally found after 6 months of looking that your wife absolutely loves, and you find out that you had credit card or, you know, identity theft or something of that nature.
Well, and it happens. We've seen that where you had somebody not that long ago, didn't you, that didn't want you to pull his credit?
It was actually a longtime client, right? Yeah, it was last year. I had closed 3 other home loans for him. And he was always the person that said, Adrian, you know that I'm qualified. I don't know when I'm going to find this home. My wife is a little picky about things, and we'll go ahead and follow course, and we'll pull credit right before we do it. Well, they found the home.
Yeah.
I pulled their credit. We've come to find out he had some identity theft. His credit scores were in the tank. They did not get that home.
Oh, my God.
And it was devastating. They looked at about 40 homes before they found that one, and because we didn't do the pre-approval, they didn't get the home.
Well, and that's a lesson, because sometimes when we circumvent the process for somebody that we think is an easy deal, you've done multiple loans with a guy, there's good as gold, you know he pays his bills on time, keeps low debt load, it should be an easy deal. So the difference between a pre-qualification, a pre-approval, and a full approval, okay, I think we should probably go through that, because those can all be deal killers. And, you know, so pre-qualification, okay, that is basically just somebody refers a deal in, you take their information over the phone, probably run their credit report and decide they're pre-qualified just based on the income that they told you, but you haven't actually reviewed their income documents. Okay, so you can write them a pre-qualification letter. And that's all a lot of companies do. They stop there. The next phase of that would be, okay, actually send me in your pay stubs, your W-2s, I want to see your bank statements to know that you actually have the down payment money you say you're going to use. And we gather all that stuff, and we use our expertise, and we look at it and say, yes, you should qualify based on what I see, but I'm just a loan officer. I'm just a branch manager. I'm not the underwriter. Okay, that's a pre-approval, and we do those based on our best judgment. Okay, then the next phase of that, okay, and that's where I'm going to say 99% of the companies have to stop.
Okay.
They stop there. Cornerstone Mortgage, on the other hand, actually gets to go to the next step of that. The next step is to get a full approval before they ever even have a property. Okay, most companies will not allow a loan to get submitted to underwriting without having a property first, because it does waste some time, because they may never find a property.
We're doing all this for free. You're right.
We're not charging any money for this up front.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Adrian, you do this a lot. Like, you have a lot of deals that are, we call them TBDs. It's to be determined on the address, but you get the thing fully underwritten.
Right. There's basically, I like to put it and explain to my clients, there's four things that need to happen in the process. Your credit needs to be approved, your income needs to be approved, and your assets, meaning your down payment money, needs to be approved. And the fourth piece is the property approval, the appraisal, which comes along with the contract. So with the TBD, a to-be-determined type of transaction, all I'm doing is I'm teeing everything up exactly like I would do a real deal, a normal loan, except we're leaving the address. The address field literally says TBD because it's to-be-determined. And we turn it in, and the loan goes through the same exact process it would as if you had a contract. We verify the credit. We verify the income. We verify the assets. Now you, and let's say it's Mr. and Mrs. Smith buying a home, now you are Mr. and Mrs. Smith approved. All we have to worry about is the property piece after that.
That's fantastic.
So you can shop without the anxiety of thinking something's going to pop up.
Correct.
And steal the deal away from you.
Wow.
Right out from underneath you.
Well, that's definitely a way
stress
to...
Stress reliever.
Well, it's a stress reliever. It's a way to avoid these tough things getting, you know, killing
sure,
a transaction
sure.
like what we're talking about on some of these scenarios that come up all the time for people. We can circumvent that because we can get the tough scenario in front of the underwriter. So you not only go out with somebody that's going out with a pre-approval letter, and you're bidding against another buyer out there as a pre-approval letter. Well, now you can have a full loan commitment letter instead of just a pre-approval letter. So you are more armed and dangerous when it comes to buying that next property.
And we do coach the realtor that is involved with the transaction as well to sell it that way. Like, hey, when you submit this contract, you're not submitting a pre-approval letter. You're not submitting the contract with a pre-approval letter. You're actually submitting it with a full-blown loan commitment without, you know, the actual appraisal being done. But everything, these people are solid. They're ready to go.
Right. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show, brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage on FM News Talk 97.1. Talking with Adrian Clay Schulte and Tom Turbrock about the tough things that can kill a transaction that you need to be aware of. So, Adrian, a couple other scenarios we see a lot, of course, are things with income. Okay, people say they make a certain amount when you get the verbal amount, but then once you get the documentation, it's a little different because maybe they made overtime.
Sure.
You know, or
commission.
We see the tax returns. What are the types of things on tax returns, Adrian, that you see?
The huge thing is just the unreimbursed business expenses. You know, somebody tells you, let's say, for instance, they work at Boeing and they make, $80,000 a year, and they've been working there for 20 years, and you think everything is a slam dunk. And I would say that most loan officers don't take the extra step to ask them, well, do you have a small business on the side that you might not even think about because all you do is write $5,000 loss off every year? Or are you writing any other expenses from your business, from Boeing? Maybe you have to drive a lot with your job.
Right, there's a bunch of mileage expense.
Yeah, like mileage that. Expenses. So I end up getting their tax return, and after deducting their write-offs from their income, they may make $60,000 a year. Well, now you don't have a pre-approval,
In
that scenario.
Well, here's another scenario is that, you know, let's say it's a husband and wife, and the wife works a W-2 job, but the husband, you know, has a business that loses money on the tax returns, which is pretty common for a lot of businesses. Well, so then in their head, they think they're going to circumvent that process by only having the wife on the loan. They leave the husband off. Well, we still have to see the tax returns, and if there's negative income for one of the spouses, even if they're not on the loan, you have to count it against them.
Oh, wow.
So we have to see those tax returns. That's the type of thing, if we just listen...
Right, we're basing it off the household.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's Fannie Mae guidelines that you have to do that, unfortunately. And you have to follow those rules. But it can kill a transaction if you don't ask the right questions up front. Here's another common one is misunderstandings about their type of employment. So let me give you an example. People in the IT field,
yeah,
frequently they're contract employees. Okay, they're more of like temporary help.
Right.
That they're not, like, I had one recently said they were working for U.S. Bank. Well, they weren't really working for U.S. Bank. They were working for a temp agency.
Computer. Okay.
Yeah, they were working for a temp agency that places them there, and Correct. They may hire them on at some point, but that can be it can be a little bit more difficult to get them approved.
Right. There's definitely a set of criteria that has to be met in order to have temp service employment count toward qualifying for a loan. And if they don't meet that criteria and you don't ask that question up front, like, hey, are you gainfully employed with them? Are you full-time employed with U.S. Bank? Or are you contracted? Or are you through right. a temp service? If you don't ask those questions, that's another thing that comes to bite people.
Well, here's a big one is transactions that they do during the process. They recently had somebody that, you know, during this process, they went out and bought a new car, not just a new car, but an $1,100 payment every month. Okay, for 72 months. That's an expensive car they bought.
Sure.
Threw the whole thing out of whack. They're not going to qualify unless they really shuffle a whole bunch of things around. Or people go buy their furniture for their new house the weekend before they close. Well, part of the new loan quality initiative that's demanded now by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and even on FHA loans is you have to now update their credit report like a day before closing, okay, within at least a couple days before closing, and we're going to see any changes that happen.
Okay.
If there's a new inquiry on the credit, we have to get it explained, make sure they didn't take out
new credit. The loan process stops immediately. That's pretty much what happens. As soon as we pull that credit right before closing, you may already have your figures because we like to get them out 3 days in advance. We may have already told you, here are the figures and everything, and the next thing you know, the credit's being pulled, and you went out and bought that refrigerator at Sears. That's the best deal ever, and you couldn't pass it up as long as you take out a credit card, and there you go.
So what I'm seeing here from you guys at Cornerstone, you're saving a lot of heartache. Even asking more questions, being more involved with the people, but you're saving them from having that horrible heartbreak of the day before, week before.
Right. Absolutely. We are pulling that credit report before we turn those figures over.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and here's what happens is a lot of companies, to cut costs, have moved to having an administrative person try to do the role of a loan officer. Okay? And it really just doesn't work because the administrative person, for one, they don't have the depth of experience because some of these scenarios only come up, you know, once every 5 years, once every 10 years something comes up. And somebody that's relatively new at it, they're just not going to know how to solve these issues. I mean, let me give you an example of a situation that came up earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Where we have to make a judgment call on it. So we had a woman wanting to buy a new property, and she's trying to sell her condo first, and she needs to sell the condo to be able to qualify. Well, the thing hasn't sold yet, okay? But she really wants to close and sell their house. Well, her employer agreed actually to pay her condo off for her. Okay, $87,000, and the employer wrote a check for it and actually paid it off. Okay, well, can you do that? Well, you have to know the guidelines pretty well to know if that can even get done. And the answer was, yes, we could get it done. We just had to then see a note showing that it was a loan from the employer with no payments due. So no payments had to be counted against their debt ratio. We still had to count their taxes and insurance on the condo and the association fees. But they qualified, and we're still able to get them in a home. That's the type of scenario that somebody doesn't know what they're doing will not help somebody get through.
Yeah, that's definitely – things will pop up during the day, you know, in the week that are not part of the cookie cutter normal process that we do. And if you're not experienced with it or can't even foresee a possible red flag, then you're dead in the water.
Well, and Adrian, you guys as the loan officers seem, you know, come to me a lot for the first line of defense on that. Unfortunately, you know, I guess you and I have worked together now for a couple of months, but you've probably gotten a little taste for you know, how I like to get into the details on the guidelines.
Yes, we can turn a 5 minute conversation into 25, 30 minutes pretty quick.
Well, yeah, just getting into the details on those guidelines, because if you don't, then you know, like I could tell you yes or no, but if I don't get into the details and ask the right questions, then you know, I can't give you a good answer. And same thing with the underwriters too. It's really, really nice to have that in house to be able to do it. So, you know, great topic. And Adrian, coming up, I want to ask you some more questions because something we get asked about a lot is private mortgage insurance, or PMI. So we're going to explain everything you need to know about PMI when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.